Right now, it's time for this week's round of Adopt-A-Pet. Every week, we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. I want to thank all of our participating animal rescue organizations, including Orange County Animal Services, Paws Forever, Cat Tails Cat Cafe, Independent Animal Rescue, and the folks who join us today, the Goat House Refuge down in Pittsburgh. We've got Jackie Marks here in the studio, who has brought a really cool cat named Foxy. Is that right?
Yes.
That's right.
Hello, Aaron.
Hello. Get up closer to the mic so we can hear you. How's it going?
I will. Fine. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Tell us about Foxy. Did I just spook her by saying Goat House Refuge real loud?
I don't know. Foxy is 3 years old. She's a beautiful tortie mix with a slight hint of Bengal markings in her golden orange coat. So she came to the refuge with her sibling Luke from Siler City, where both were found as strays. Foxy has since formed a friendship with another young kitten named Skywalker. I know Skywalker.
All right.
Yeah, he's got a short tail. He's a white cat. And seeing the close bond they share is truly unique and special. If you are looking for a young bonded duo, then you simply must meet Foxy and Skywalker. Foxy is three. When she came to the Goat House, she had FIP, which is a very difficult condition to cure in cats. But under Siglinda's loving care, Foxy and Rose Marino, and perhaps Skywalker, they survived and thrived from after the FIP. And that might account for her shyness because, but
she's a little shy right now.
She definitely is. And so a lot of patience, though, is good for a shy cat because they eventually warm up if they know that you are on board and there for them and speaking to them softly.
She's also standing on her hind legs right now and
what
meowing for attention. So I'm not 100% sure she's actually shy. She just thinks she is.
Hey, that could be an act. It could be an employment.
Yeah.
So
what is she like? She's a little bit shy. She takes some time getting used to her surroundings. What kind of like toys does she like to play with? Is she a toy cat?
She's more of a people cat or a cat. And once she warms up to you, she likes to kiss you on the lips.
Okay. I like it.
So she is truly for the seasoned cat lover who exhibits patience, tenderness, and a willingness to wait for the goodies to come, which they will.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Speaking with Jackie Marks of the Goat House Refuge, goathouserefuge.org is the website for more information. We've got Foxy in the studio as our Adopt-A-Pet Cat of the Week, but we're adopting them as a bonded pair, so we're looking for someone who's adopting two?
Well, not necessarily, but it would be a plus. So you are welcome to look up Foxy and Skywalker on the Goat House website where it says Meet the Cats. And as always, Saturdays and Sundays are open to guests and you can ask to meet these kitties.
Sounds good. What else is going on at the Goat House Refuge that folks
should know about? We are always in search of volunteers. We have, I think, a $20,000 matching donation campaign going on. And we're always looking for friends and angels.
Sounds good. Again, goathouserefuge.org is the website. Go there and find out more. They'll have photos of Foxy up on their website, of course, plus all of the many, many other available adoptable cats up on their website, too. We're going to have photos of Foxy up on our website, chapelboro.com, plus on social media at WCHL Chapelboro. So go there and find out more later on today. Speaking with Jackie Marks from the Goat House Refuge, and as we start to wrap up, what else should folks know about Foxy? What would be a perfect home for her, you think?
I think a quiet home with no children under 16.
Okay.
And possibly, well, I don't know if I would say that there should already be animals in there because she's bonded with Skywalker.
Right.
But a patient, quiet home.
Okay.
Yes.
So one that she can just kind of chill in.
Really a chill home, a soft home, a cuddly home, one where you like to talk silly to cats and pet them a lot. I mean, she barely knows me, but I've gotten to hold her and pet her already today, so.
What does it mean to be bonded to a cat? Like, how do you know that two cats are bonded with each other?
Well, they never leave each other alone. They cuddle together. They give each other baths, and they're like partners, like people.
All right.
Yeah.
I like it. Very cool. Again, goathouserefuge.org for more information on Foxy and all the other available cats that they've got to adopt. You can always head down to the Goat House Refuge just outside of downtown Pittsburgh. They're open Saturdays and Sundays. Always a lot of fun to head down there. Even if you're not looking for a cat to adopt, just go down there and hang out with the cats. They love it when you do. Yeah. And again, chapelboro.com is our website. We'll have photos of Foxy up on the homepage there later today, and social media at WCHL. Chapelboro. Thanks to the Goat House Refuge for coming by, Jackie Marks. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.